Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. Now is the time to go forward in the Lord, doing all that's in His heart. Yesterday we ended the broadcast, we mentioned how trust takes away stress out of your life. When you own the company, you have to make all the decisions. Everything is ultimately in your hands. And if you manage a company, you can see what the owner thinks or the boss above you thinks. And then it's in his hands and the pressure's off you. In life, all the things we're trying to do, things that bother us because we really don't want to make a mistake. We want to be a good father, a good mother, a good parent, a good steward, a good manager. And we're trying to have good quality and do what's right. And the pressure's on. Because if we fail, everybody's going to know it. And we don't want to fail because we love the people. This is the position of many. This kind of stress is very aggravating. And it can be very difficult to deal with. It's not easy to deal with. There's so many uncertainties. And if you make you've seen other people make poor decisions, but now you're in it. It's all on you, just like it was all on them. And people criticize them. It's easy to criticize, but when you're the one in charge, and you don't know which way to go, or the best way to go, it can be stressed. That's just how it is. But when you're following God, there's no stress. If you follow Him and obey Him and do what He's putting in your heart to do, if you focus on following Him and obeying Him, you're going to learn things from a greater perspective. The way to do this is the same thing that God told Joshua. Meditate on the word day and night. That's where your strength comes from. That's where the wisdom comes from. Then in life, you're full of the word of God now. You're filled with the wisdom and knowledge of God. The life of God is in you. And the Holy Spirit will help you. He'll guide you in the truth that you don't know about. See, some truth, some things you've seen, you've heard, you had a form of preparation for it, and you just know what to do. You see it because you had good parents, good upbringing, good teachers, good mentors. But watch this. When it's time for God to do a greater grace, you know, just this summer I talked about how denominational churches, they walked in the light of the grace that they had. They walked in the light that they had. And they held on to it. But then when they were introduced to greater light, they tried to stay in the grace that they were in. They tried to stay in the light that they were in, the glory that they were in. They didn't go forward. Now, in life, for what God needs, there are greater glories. That's why we grow from glory to glory to glory to glory. People talk about the next level. Really, this is the next glory, the next need that God wants to fulfill. You walked in the glory of all your mentors. You walked in the grace of all them. You mastered the knowledge that they taught you. But now, God has greater needs. You're going to use those same things, the same light, the same glory, the same revelation. But now, there's things that's going on, and you have to be prepared for what's next. And you'll have to receive the training. If God give you if he give you the assignment, the anointing is in it. You're anointed to fulfill the assignment. Now you're going to have to grow from glory to glory and use the same process all over again into something new. Now you're the one in control. You're the one that people look to. All those who taught you well when you were young are gone. And now it's on you. And people are looking to you and counting on you. Not to mention the fact that you gotta raise up people to take your place. This is the cycle of life. This is how it works. Now, it's easy. You have to get a good grip on what God is saying. You have to get a firm understanding. You see, the Word of God, we have to receive it. We can't just learn about it and then we keep it. You have to determine to walk in it, determine to keep it, determine to receive it and keep it and use it. When that's in place, you can do all things through Christ because you're in agreement. You're in agreement with the Lord. Now, when you trust the Lord, you go to the Lord, how do I do this? And he's going to answer you. Because he loves you. He wants you to do it. He called you to do it, so he's motivated. You're going to have to work to put your trust in his answers, his replies, his instruction. And many times they look like it won't work. But do what God said do. When you're pioneering, you got to trust him. That's the only way to overcome the stress of being in charge and all that goes with it. When people ask you questions, you're going to go back to what God said do. And you got to be motivated to motivate them. You got to believe it for them to believe it. If you stop believing, we have to believe in what God is doing. There's always more. In fact, he named the last broadcast more because there's so much more. If you try to hold on to and stay in the same grace and glory that you used to, you can't grow that way. You got to go forward. There's always more. And some of the things that's ahead of you is what God was trying to prepare you for from way back then. Everything that God do is consistent. That's one thing. When I follow him, I look for consistencies. When he tells me to do something that's new to me, I judge it by the consistency. What is he saying and why? What is he bringing to me? What is he cluing me in on? And I look at it, and there's a consistency, and it's good, and I love it. So, I didn't know that it would take the stress off my life. I learned to, everything that he continued, when he speaks repetitively, excuse me, when he speaks to us repetitively in repetition, it's so that we can receive the word that we're going to desperately need. Now, when he did this for me, he kept telling me things that related to the latest assignment. He did it for years before he began the assignment. Or the next phase of the assignment. He prepared me for it. He gave me revelation and I secured it. That's why I don't go back and forth and worry and wonder about it. I don't have that kind of stress. I can concentrate on what he's saying currently. And life is so much better. See, before I didn't know to do all these things. It used to bother me because I didn't feel like I knew what to do. Then as he gave me wisdom, I get excited. Every time he gave me a message or another clue, I feel excited all over. Couldn't wait to do it. Because I knew that I heard from the Lord and I knew that I knew I was on the right track and he's still working with me. See, in the duration, there are silent times. When God goes silent, be faithful with what he already said until he says something else. Keep being faithful. Keep determining to do what he said the last time. Because if your faith is on, it's not a problem. If you get in doubt, then you got to go back and find the peace. What did he say last time? That's where your peace is. Your peace is always in him, your fellowship with him. Faith is in agreement with him. So if you're in faith, you're in peace. If you're out of faith, go back and find the peace. That's how Henry Gruber learned. The Lord taught me to follow him, but the way Henry Gruber did it, the Lord said, go back and find the peace in the song. And I knew when I heard him say that, I knew that that's how the Lord taught him to follow God. And when you follow God and you're faithful, great things happen. Good things happen. Miracles happen. And you're going to always ever increase until you take your last breath. You'll be ever learning, ever. And coming to the knowledge of the truth. Not like the world. They're ever learning something, but it's just not true. And all their efforts are geared to making their dreams come true, which is dead. And they're motivated by the things of this world. Sometimes they even mean well, but they can't get nowhere. The Lord talked about science as falsely so-called. If your science is trying to disprove God, it's not knowledge, it's not science, it's deception. And you're gonna aggravate yourself trying to figure that out. Trying to prove that God don't exist and live up to somebody's dead theory. A dead man wrote a dead theory and people went along with it because they didn't love God. He wrote evolution. He was just a dead man with a theory that came straight out of the pit of hell. People went along with it because they did not love God. And while they didn't know him, the enemy pulled a fast one on him. See, it's dangerous to be lukewarm or neutral. Two trees in the garden, tree of life, tree of the knowledge of good and evil. There were other trees, but these are the two key trees you got to deal with. The tree of life, you don't eat off it by accident. That is a choice. You just like you don't get saved by accident. People don't say, well, I guess I get saved today. The word got in their heart. They believed it. And they fell in love with God. Or they got curious and they acted on their faith. And then they found out that they came to life. And some people want more life and they can have it. So they endeavor to learn and they grow. And while they're doing that, sometimes the Lord will clue them in on knowledge that you really need. Because we're all made in his image. And when certain things are in place, it prepares you to learn things that you couldn't know any other way. That's why I highly value every person that speaks by the influence of the Holy Spirit. Some people follow the guidance of God. And while they're doing it, you have to catch it because they may grow weak and stop doing it, or they may get stronger and move away. Nevertheless, if I hear something that I need, I'm going to capture it. The Lord taught me to do that, to capture his word. Is it to you receive it to the point that it can't be taken from you. When Mary sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word, and Martha complained because she wasn't helping her in the kitchen, Jesus said she chose that good part that cannot be taken from her. She had one opportunity. Jesus is not going to be there every day. But while he was there, she laid everything else aside, all her chores. She can always do chores, but you can't always have a sit down with Jesus when he was in the flesh. Actually, now you can, even if you're doing the dishes. You can have a sit down with him and you can hear him out. If you learn to listen to the Holy Spirit, you can have a sit down with him whenever you want to. And the Holy Spirit will give you all the knowledge you want. That's why at the end of most broadcasts I say, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move and teach you all day long. And he don't get tired. But he works with us. When he give you enough information and then he stop talking, then go process what he already said. He give you enough to process. You have to take time and meditate on the word of God. He told He was telling Joshua to process it. Go meditate on the word day and night. You heard the word. Think about it. Let it get into your heart. And now we have the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. And the Holy Spirit will help you sort it out. A firm understanding is not an accident. It's tantamount. It's same. It's the same as eating off the tree of life. Being lukewarm is falling asleep at the wheel. You're going to crash. Being lukewarm is not loving, half loving God and half loving the world. That's a dangerous state to be in. That's falling asleep at the wheel. And why people are lukewarm, they receive knowledge that's not knowledge. And they don't have enough love of God to detect error. And when they live by it, it destroys what's left of their miserable life. It causes misery, and misery is formed, misery is expected, and people continue in miserable paths. And they make other, and their influence is miserable. If your influence is miserable, you're going to cause other people who deal with you to be miserable. It's just like a person is sad. They talk, they cause other people to be sad and angry or whatever. But if you follow God, your influence is healed. And when it's time for you to shift gears, see, I drive a manual. If I try to go off, I stopped at a red light. If I try to stay in second gear all the way to work, it's not going to do good for my engine. If I try to stay in first gear, I'm not going to go too fast. And I'll be late. See, I'm in second gear. If I try to stay in second gear, look, listen to the motor. You got to shift gears. You got to go on with God. Then things relax down. And you're focused. And you're traveling. You're going where He wants to go. And then when you get there, to where you're supposed to be, you're ready and prepared. And you're ready to seize all the golden opportunities that God has already set in front of you from a long time ago. Pastor Jackson used to say, there are people assigned to your life. See, there are people that time and opportunity is going to come together. And people, and you're going to be prepared by God to save what they need. Or even just do what's right in their sight. Sometimes God used visuals. He used Ezekiel with a lot of visuals. He had to do a lot of things that some things he didn't like to let people know that they were going into captivity. Isaiah had to walk naked and barefoot for 3 years. Ezekiel had to lay on one side for so many years and then lay down on the other side for so many years because they were going into captivity. He did things that they couldn't forget. Now, the Lord is still doing that. When you live the life of God, when you're in faith, your influence is healed. Your advice is healed. You have the life of God. You're displaying the life of God. And sometimes the Lord will put people in your audience, and they see you. They have to be at work, and they see you every day being kind. And the Lord will actually send people to work there that need to see something like that for a season. You know, with God, He thinks of everything. You affect everybody. If you love God and you're operating in His Word, you are effective towards everybody. You are ministering a message, whether you know it or not, to everybody. So, that's why Jesus said, let your light shine. Don't hide it. Do what God is doing. Be on board with God. Be in agreement. You are talking. You are speaking. Your life is... I'm always preaching. If I'm living God's word, I'm preaching. A message is not just talking before people. It's the way you live. That's the first message. And this speaks volumes. Going forward with the Lord, trusting Him, receiving what He's saying, doing what He does, makes the day. Stay on board with Him. The change is not bad, it's good. And God loves us. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.